16 training camp is about to kick off here in Mankato. We're joined by NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, who is on a tour of training camps. Is this your first one?
This is my second one.
Okay.
I was in Green Bay yesterday. I'm going to Philadelphia tomorrow, I think, to check my itinerary. But 10 camps, 10 days, then we take a break, and then we go to some more.
And you guys do live hits throughout the day. Is that the deal?
Yeah, come out here, and I do live hits throughout. And when practice starts tomorrow, I think we'll be going live from here for tomorrow. Show fans a little practice, what's going on, and kind of give a little analysis along the way too.
Now, how are you keeping it all straight with that many teams and that many days? And plus, even when you're here, you're not only reporting on the Vikings. This is a very busy time of the NFL calendar, but I would imagine you love it.
Yeah, I do love it. I mean, there's a couple times a year that I really, really just look forward to. You know, this is one, free agency is one, like the couple week or so before the draft. This is great. I mean, I love coming out here. I love talking to people, like, how's the team, what have you been up to, you know, kind of meeting some more people. There's a lot going on, but it's all up here somewhere, you know, and you try to remember what you can, write down everything, and sort it out after a whirlwind 20 days or so.
Yeah. And what do you have with the Vikings? You have Mike Zimmer gets a contract extension that was announced by GM Rick Spielman today. You get Adrian Peterson in camp, all eyes on Teddy Bridgewater, and one of the better defenses in the NFL last year. So those are some of the storylines, but what kind of draws your attention about the Vikings in 2016?
They're good. You know, they're good. And I think that's, you know, look at the Vikings offseason, I mean, it wasn't crazy. There was no big storyline like, you know, getting Adrian Peterson in here and would he come back, would he not. Instead, it's just this is a really good team looking to be a great team. You know, you got a quarterback who I think is on the brink of really taking that next step. Seems like it. But even if he doesn't, let's say Teddy Bridgewater just makes moderate, decent improvement, he's still really good for this team because they're always going to be, as long as you have Adrian Peterson, you're always going to be run first, right? So you have a quarterback who's smart, who gets it, who leads, and who doesn't make mistakes. Like, that's pretty good. You know, those are the kind, you get a tough defense, which obviously the Vikings have, get after it. You get a great running, physical running game and a quarterback who's smart and doesn't make mistakes. That is what you're looking for. That's the whole thing. So for me, it's really just how good is this team and will they continue to make the progression, even though the division has probably even gotten better than it was last year.
Right. We got to get you in the new stadium while you're here. Enough time for that?
I wish. I was talking to Lester about it, you know, a little bit ago. I mean, the pictures look amazing. There's a soccer game in a couple of days that I know is going to be on TV. I'll make sure to watch that just so I can see what the new stadium looks like. I mean, it's all really cool. I can't wait to see it in person. And by the way, the fact that it's going to host a Super Bowl, I think, is sort of extra cool. It's also, you know, the Zimmer extension is interesting because it almost like represents so much that is new with the Vikings. You got the stadium, breaking ground on practice facility next week, extension. Well deserved for Zimmer. I mean, this is a pretty good time, I would imagine, to be a Vikings fan.
That's why we should get you one of these sharp NFL Network T-shirts in purple.
You know, every year they send me like five, and I didn't get a purple one, but I got three shades of blue.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, we'll get you a purple one and send it to you.
Thanks. All right, sounds good.
Travel safely, enjoy all your camps, and thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it always.